When FEMA wants its money back. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Almost 2 years after Superstorm Sandy hit the East Coast, killing 72 people and causing $50 billion in damage, thousands of people may be asked to return some or all of the money they received from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has been looking into this.
FEMA is looking at 4,500 households that it thinks received improper payments of up to $53 million, according to the Associated Press. So far, about 850 households have been asked to return $5.8 million. These are not cases of fraud. These are people that the agency says just turned out not to be eligible, people who didn't buy the required flood insurance, or situations where the affected homes were rental properties or vacation homes, or people whose insurance end up paying for damage that FEMA had also paid for. FEMA's asking for, on average, about $7,000, which may not be super easy to pay. Half the households being looked at reported annual gross income of $30,000 or less, and it looks like many of these homeowners were taken by surprise.
Marketplace's Sabri Benishour. Fluctuating financial contracts known as swaps played a central role in the 2008 financial collapse. This led to stricter regulation and monitoring. Now, a lot of the swaps trading has moved overseas, out of the reach of U.S. regulators. The Wall Street Journal reports today that the U.S. Treasury has noticed this trend and is now evaluating risks to the financial system. Walmart is putting in a new dress code for its employees, but they're not calling it a uniform, and that can create hardships, as Marketplace's Queenie Kim reports.
Walmart says customers are having a hard time figuring out who works at the store. And so it's put in place a dress code. Employees have to wear black or khaki pants and a blue or white shirt. Judy Conte is with the National Employment Law Project, a nonprofit that advocates for low-wage workers.
Walmart's employees are among the lowest paid in the entire country, and right now Walmart is asking them to buy new clothes to wear at work.
And Conte says lots of employees are upset about this. Walmart didn't respond to an interview request, but it has said that most of the feedback it's gotten about the dress code has been positive. Rule Schiller is a professor at UC Hastings Law School, and he says, notice that Walmart is calling this a dress code and not a uniform.
There's a legal difference between a uniform and a dress code. If the cost of your uniform would actually pull your wages below minimum wage for the week that you bought it.
Then Schiller says, under federal law, that's illegal. Schiller says Walmart skirts the issue and passes on costs by going with the dress code. I'm Queenie Kim. From Marketplace.
Now time for the Marketplace Inflation Calculator. As Marketplace celebrates its 25th birthday this year, we're looking at the weird, delightful, and destructive ways that prices have changed during that quarter century. For instance, I just noticed that the real price of electricity is essentially the same adjusted for inflation during that time frame. In fact, electricity costs the same as in 1960 when I was born, adjusting for inflation. Prescription drugs are a different story, but before our series gets to those, let's get a snapshot on what inflation is exactly. Greg Mankiw is chairman of the econ department at Harvard, and if his name sounds familiar, it might be because you might have used his book. Dr. Mankiw, thanks for joining us.
Nice to be with you.
You wrote the textbook. I mean, your intro-level book, Principles of Economics, has delighted and tormented a generation of students. Drawing from that, what are some of the key things we need to understand about inflation?
The key thing is, first of all, what causes it, and it's caused primarily by changes in the quantity of money that the central bank creates. We see hyperinflation when the central bank creates gobs of money. You see low inflation when the money supply grows slowly. And you also need to know how to do inflation adjustments. Now we're in a fairly low inflation era. Inflation's running at about 2%. But even at 2% per year inflation over a period of 35 years, the price level is going to double. So a dollar today versus a dollar when you retire are going to be very different things.
Often people tell me that inflation feels higher to them than the government says it is. In July, for instance, the consumer price index was essentially flat, but you talk to a person trying to manage a monthly household budget, and it may seem quite different. The issue is what prices are moving up and which prices are holding flat and which ones are going down.
It's often the prices that are going up that seem more salient to the typical budgeter. they may not notice the fact that all the iPhone and iPad and all the other sort of high-tech products have been falling very rapidly in prices over the past few years. But overall, the Consumer Price Index does is measures the basket bought by the typical consumer. But not all consumers are typical. Some may have different consumer baskets, and their basket may be going up more rapidly than others.
Now, before we go, I hate to bring this up, Professor, but we recently did a piece on the radio on inflation in textbook prices. I assume as an author that you're sitting pretty when that happens?
Well, the textbooks prices have gone up more than most prices, but there's different ways for students to get access to their textbooks these days. They can rent them. They're electronic versions of books. But the traditional textbook that you probably remember when you were in college has gone up in prices quite a bit.
And we can blame you for the size of the book.
Actually, no, my book's not that long. It's a mere 800 pages.
All right. Greg Mankiw teaches economics at Harvard. You may remember him as the chairman of President George W. Bush's Council of Economic Advisors. Professor, thank you.
My pleasure.
Next week, we'll talk to another economist who offers a broader set of causes for inflation. Also, pescatarians and omnivores may be interested in what's happened to the price of smoked salmon in the 25 years since we've been on the air. It's here at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.